It went very, very well. We had two groups that went. One was Hurry. It was an ensemble, a piece that was a non-performer, but we also had the short film. It was the first time that Mid Prairie has ever participated in the short film category, and they went as a performer. Very proud of them.
And how did they do?
Well, they did not win the Critics' Choice Award, but they were among the best in the state of Iowa. Just 2-6% of the people, of the 40,000, over 40,000 kids that are in Iowa High School Speech Association that go to these different contests, of that over 40,000, 2-6% are asked to Allstate Festival.
Very impressive.
They did quite well.
You had the short film make it to this point. Any other categories that you guys entered into?
Yeah, there was the ensemble acting category, which is either a short play or a scene from a We did a thing called Hurry. It's about speed dating. And we were asked to go to Allstate Festival with that, too. They did very, very well.
Do you get awards for this, scholarships? What kind of ordeal is this?
They have an Allstate medal. They give us a medal at the end of the ceremonies. And then at the end of the school year, we have a fine arts banquet, and then we give the students their medals. They want them right after the Allstate Festival, but we make a big deal out of it, make a big deal out of them, and tell them how wonderful they were and how wonderful they did, and give them their medals then.
Well, taking a step back here, looking at your speech team, do a lot of kids at Mid Prairie come up for something like this?
Yes, they do. There's a lot of them that participate in all different sorts of categories, everything from mime, which people might say mime in a speech category. That's about communication. And there's a lot of different ways to communicate other than just speaking. So there's mime, there's a one-act play, there's reader's theaters, there's large group part of it, and there's also an individual part of it, which we're in the midst of now. It has things like poetry and prose and literary program, acting, improvisations, stuff like that, and they really enjoy it.
And now, as a coach, having to deal with so many different aspects of speech, is that difficult for you to focus on all these different projects that these kids are doing?
It keeps you busy. It makes your mind go from one particular thing to another. You go, okay, now I'm doing mime now. There's another speech coach, Elise Chapman, who does the mime and also musical theater and solo musical theater, things like that. But it keeps you bouncing around, making sure that you're doing the right thing so you don't start thinking about acting at a poetry category. It keeps you active.
Well, I mean, there's those kids that went to state. Do you want to run off those names?
Well, let's see. At Allstate, it was in the ensemble acting that went to Allstate. It was Brennan Hawbaker, Christian Crosby, Hannah Mansfield, and John Allen. That was with the ensemble. And with the short film, it was Jonah Van Rokel, James Roth, Wade Stutzman, Brandon Wade, Ben Stone, Caleb Davis, Josh Gingrich, and Austin Slava.
Well, Mac, is there anything that you'd like to add about your team's experience up there?
I've been doing this for about 11 years now, come to think of it, and I am extremely proud of every single one of them. They really work hard to do what they do, and they're really good at it. I tell them that, you know, when you get to state level, you've got three judges, and trying to figure out what one judge is going to do is a bit like trying to have three people trying to describe an elephant. You're going to have a really strange-looking elephant, but they really do the best job that they possibly can do. They really are wonderful people, even the ones that didn't make it to the all-state level and the mime. And the one-act play, they really did a great job. I'm very, very proud of them all. Look forward to doing it again next year.